USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Linda Thomas Greenfield, the U.S. ambassador to the United Nations, called for other members of the body to join together and isolate Russia for its unprovoked further aggression against Ukraine. During remarks delivered during the U.N. General Assembly, Thomas Greenfield said other U.N. member states must recognize the threat before all of us today, before it's too late. There is no middle ground. Calling for both sides to de-escalate only gives Russia more power and a pass. Russia is the aggressor here. Thomas Greenfield urged the other member states to show Russia that it's isolated and alone in its aggressive actions. Today marked the start of the trial for the sole Louisville, Kentucky police officer charged in connection to the no-knock search warrant raid that killed Breonna Taylor. Brett Hankinson is charged with three counts of first-degree wanton endangerment of Taylor's neighbors. He allegedly fired shots that endangered three other people who were inside an apartment directly behind Taylor's. This is USA Radio News.
Billy Gerard, we're here with Nancy B., who's a longtime user of Revive One. Nancy, tell me, how has Revive One changed your life?
Well, my husband has a lot of pain in his back, and believe me, we've tried a million things. They have so many things on the counter. I've had prescriptions. I've had all kinds of things. But this really, really does relieve the pain on his shoulder and his back. And now I've got a little bursitis in my hip. And I've been using that too, and I'm so pleased. I tell people to please try this product because it really, really works.
Not available in stores or on Amazon. Get yours factory direct at painfreeland.com. That's painfreeland.com. Use coupon code SAVE20 for 20% off and free shipping. Pain relief or your money back at painfreeland.com or call 877-577-2289. Not available in stores or on Amazon. Painfreeland.com. Coupon code SAVE20. The active ingredient in Revive One has been shown to temporarily relieve pain associated with arthritis, muscle strains, sprains, and more. Use only as directed.
The People's Convoy is set to leave California, and with that story, here's USA's Katie Lewis.
The People's Convoy co-organizers say their chain of trucks driving from coast to coast in California and will make its way to Washington, D.C. by March 5th. Brian Bray spoke to Newsmax.
This is a peaceful movement across the country, and while we are keeping some of our plans pretty close to the chest, it'll be pretty clear that the People's Convoy is peaceful.
The truckers plan to arrive 4 days after President Joe Biden's March 1st State of the Union speech. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
A federal jury began deliberating this morning on the fates of three former Minneapolis police officers accused of violating George Floyd's civil rights by not providing medical aid during his fatal arrest and failing to stop their senior officer's excessive use of force. The U.S. District Court jury received their final instructions from Judge Paul Mangeson before the panel started weighing the evidence. This is USA Radio News.
You've heard us talk about the luxurious Giza Dream sheets from MyPillow. Well, now they're on sale, 60% off, as low as $39.99. Lots of other overstock items and a free copy of Mike Lindell's book, What Are the Odds? From Crack Addict to CEO. With any purchase, but you've got to use my promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, the Radio Listener Square. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
It looks like another bumpy ride on Wall Street as tensions between Russia and the West continue over Ukraine, and they're threatening to push oil prices into triple digits per barrel for consumers who are already facing the highest inflation in over 40 years. Patrick DeHaan, who's the head of petroleum analysis at GasBuddy.com, said this bolsters the case that prices of over $4 a gallon gas is only a matter of time. GasBuddy showed a national average of $3.52 a gallon, up 21 cents from a month ago, and over a dollar in the last year. Two of Hunter Biden's ex-lovers testified before a federal grand jury investigating President Joe Biden's son. Zoe Kasdan appeared before the panel in Wilmington, Delaware. London Roberts, a 30-year-old former stripper who successfully sued Hunter Biden for paternity of her 3-year-old daughter, also testified before the grand jury for several hours the same morning. David Weiss, the U.S. attorney for the District of Delaware, is overseeing the investigation. Kasdan testified that Biden ordered her to withdraw thousands of dollars at a time from ATM machines and gave her cash to purchase expensive clothing, meal, and other items. Kasdan also testified about staying with Biden at high-priced hotspots, including Los Angeles' Chateau Marmont, where comedian John Belushi died of an overdose in 1982. In his memoir, Beautiful Things, Biden said the Chateau Marmont was where he learned to cook crack before being blacklisted over complaints tied to his drug use. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.